Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I was 362 pounds. I had chronic obstructed sleep apnea. I lost over 150 pounds at 17 years old. I got off of my CPAP machine for at night. All of those issues and concerns that I was facing initially while eating the standard American diet under the dietitian's supervision, all of those things went away when I turned to carnivore. No doctors, no medication, just simply eating healthy and promoting your own life. Humans are designed to eat meat, and this is optimal, right? Because there's the difference between optimal and tolerable, right?
The following is one part of a multi-part series with the amazing young man named Garrett. You can see the full initial interview I did with Garrett, link in the description below. Garrett found keto and then carnivore at age 15. He was 362 pounds. He is now down over 150 pounds. He's dedicating his life to helping other people find healing. He's studying to be a nurse, and he is really one of the most intelligent people I've come across when it comes to nutritional studies, cholesterol, heart disease, so many of these major chronic health issues that we've been misled on. Garrett has really gone down the rabbit hole on. In today's video, we're going to talk about heart disease, cholesterol, and how misleading studies are. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to follow Garrett. I'll have a link in the description below for this playlist. Subscribe to my channel so you can see the next two videos that are coming up with Garrett as well. Without further ado, let's get started. I think for this first part, Garrett, it'd be great if we talk about what you just mentioned a little bit, the studies. I think a lot of people are confused. I used to hear these studies on the news all the time. Mm-hmm. In my brain, I'm like, science, like that is there for my benefit. I got to listen to that. But then I started getting confused later because this study says eggs are going to kill me. And this study says eggs are going to help me. And they're contradicting each other. And it's all over the place. So can we talk a little bit about studies and why they're flawed and not necessarily there for our benefits?
I think a lot of it starts with, I think we've all heard, you know, if you eat meat, you eat eggs, eat anything that's got any amount of cholesterol in it, right? Or red meat specifically. I know that kind of gets villainized, but I want to know why they think LDL is this killer that they're claiming it to be. And so then I started going into these studies, and I'm finding in these studies that there's actually a resounding amount of information that says otherwise. And I'm finding in a lot of these studies that it doesn't have to do with your total cholesterol, because that doesn't do anything. There's not enough there to determine your risk for cardiovascular disease just by saying, hey, your total cholesterol is high, we need to lower it. So I'm looking more in these studies and I'm starting to nitpick them. Just one example is, like I was mentioning earlier, with particle size. Almost every single diabetic or somebody who is insulin resistant who has a cardiovascular episode, they have what's called optimal LDL levels. In a study, it says that most common LDL cholesterol levels in diabetics and people who are insulin resistant is considered normal. And so these people are still suffering from cardiac events. There has to be something else there that, you know, logically that would follow. And in this one study, it says that a large number of small, dense particles characterize the LDL fraction in diabetic individuals. The small, dense LDL particle, studies show that it contains less cholesterol than normal sized LDL, but they're exceptionally atherogenic. And this is why LDL levels range, and the study calls it deceptive, because you can have what's ideal cholesterol and you can be insulin resistant. You don't have to be obese to be insulin resistant. That's another common misconception. If there's any inflammation, if there's any issue going on in your body, which there most likely is, because everybody in the US, there's studies showing that over 80% of the US is metabolically ill. That's a problem. If you have metabolic illness, if you have metabolic syndrome, it's called, this puts you at high risk for a large amount of small dense LDL, which is exceptionally atherogenic. That blew my mind because I'm thinking, okay, now there's different particle sizes of LDL. I bet 90% of people don't even know that. You know, you say, oh, your cholesterol is high. You go, okay, what do you mean by that? And they say, well, the bad cholesterol. Well, what's the bad cholesterol? Most people don't even know what LDL stands for. It's just this echo chamber of being told that LDL is bad. Nobody's questioning it. It's just we're following it. And I drew up this analogy in my head because they find that LDL is present when, you know, they're finding these fatty streaks, or, you know, they see that the cholesterol is building up in these people's arteries. I think of it like this. I loved Transformers when I was a kid, one of my favorite movies. And I think of it this way. You know, you've got Megatron fighting Optimus Prime. Okay. Megatron is metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. He's all of these health issues. And you have Optimus Prime, who is, we'll call him LDL, we'll call him cholesterol. And Optimus Prime is going to fight Megatron in the city and do everything he can to get rid of him. At the end of the fight, Megatron, you know, he gets ripped apart, he gets hurt, he gets damaged, he runs away, right? But then they turn around and the whole city has just been destroyed. Now, absolutely, Optimus Prime played a part in that, but he only had to do that so he could get rid of the bad guy. Mm. And I think that's kind of how cholesterol is. It's absolutely doing damage. If you have insulin resistance, if you're metabolically unwell, if you have any kind of inflammation going on, which 90% of people in the US do, according to studies, LDL is absolutely a concern. And it's because it's trying to fight and it's trying to heal and it's getting wrapped up in this. You know, when you're getting pushed down in a pool and you're too far gone. So now at that point, it's okay, I'm just taking you down with me. And that's the analogy I drew up in my head. But there's a lot of studies showing that it actually has to do with particle size and that it's not actually a matter of just total LDL because you don't know anything. There's nothing you can do with just a total solid number. And so that's the hole I've been following. And I have a lot more studies to show that. But yeah, I think that's worth talking about because even in people with lower LDL levels, there's studies showing that people with low LDL levels and high LDL levels, they still have cardiovascular disease going on. And so that automatically rules out that LDL alone is causing it. Because in this study, it shows it's got this kind of U-shaped bell, and it's got people with low LDL who have extremely high risk or have had events of cardiovascular disease. And you have people with high LDL. Now, put LDL aside, what else are these studies considering?
Today's video is sponsored proudly by ButcherBox. They recently launched a new initiative where you can support your local USA American farmers. Support American farmers with this new U.S. pasture-raised beef from ButcherBox. This is USDA choice meat. Look at this ribeye. It's absolutely fantastic. The cows are never in feedlots. They're pasture-raised. There's no antibiotics, no hormones. You're supporting a local American farmer. I get so many people asking me, how can I do that? Now you can do it with ButcherBox. There's more details, including a really special offer if you use the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Now back to today's video.
Well, they're considering metabolic health. They're considering all of these other things that are much more concerning and much more of a dire situation that needs to be addressed than just simply LDL. I think there's a lot more to it than just LDL. And I think it's arrogant to pin it on simply LDL alone and not consider all of these other things, especially because studies show that lower LDL doesn't mean that your risk of cardiovascular disease goes away at all.
It's such an important topic because I hear it over and over again. I'm on so many Facebook groups for carnivores and I just got my cholesterol tested. I'm freaking out right now because of these numbers. The doctors are freaking out, put me on a statin. What you described there is something that I was completely clueless to. I had no idea before doing carnivore. I later learned some of what you're talking about from Dr. Philip Ovadia, heart surgeon that's performed thousands of heart surgeries. And I remember him saying, it isn't the quantity of your cholesterol that you should be worried about, it's the quality. Just that statement alone makes sense.
Yeah, it's logical. I can get behind that.
And then I started learning too, there's actually a lot of other markers that are more indicative of having heart disease than even LDL. And we completely ignore those. It's so crazy. Yeah. Everyone has it in their head. Cholesterol, you're going to die, you're going to die. And there's like the triglycerides you can look at, the particle size you can look at. Some of the things that I've learned, I'm interested to hear if you have any, but for someone watching this and they're concerned, they just got their cholesterol tested, the numbers are too high, what are some other things that they should be looking at?
Yeah, so there's another study that I have that was done, and it's called The Effects of Fat Consumption on LDL Particle Size in Healthy Individuals. And so if you, like I was, you know, if you have high LDL, if you have that, there's also probably other markers within your blood panel that are also needing attention, right? But we look to LDL, why? And it's because that's what they mention. This article, I'm quoting the article, none of this is my own words, but it says, consumption of saturated fats has been demonstrated to increase large buoyant LDL particles, which may explain, in part, different outcomes regarding fat consumption on cardiovascular disease. It says, altering the diet composition of fat and carbohydrate, for example, low-fat diets and high-carbohydrate diets, will absolutely lower your LDL-C. But it says, in return for that, you are going to raise your triglyceride levels, okay, which are not good. Because if you raise your triglyceride levels, there's studies showing this is a better marker to look at. If you have high triglyceride levels, that is putting you at risk for cardiovascular disease. It also shows that high carbohydrate consumption leads to lowered HDL, which everybody knows as the good cholesterol. If you want to lower your LDL, stop eating meat and go ahead and eat a high carb diet. But in turn, you're going to have lower HDL and higher triglycerides. There's a lot of doctors showing that if you have a high triglycerides to low HDL ratio, that puts you at a much more risk for cardiovascular disease than simply just having elevated LDL. And there's other studies showing that people with lower LDL have a higher risk of getting infection, have a higher risk of getting sick over time. When you get your blood work back and you have high LDL, the first thing you should do is ask yourself, okay, am I setting my body up for everything that it needs to function and to operate? Because your body knows what to do. You don't have to wake up and tell your pancreas to start making insulin. You don't have to tell your brain to start thinking. Your body is already going to do these things. So you simply have to fuel the fire. That's all you have to do. Once it's burning, it'll burn itself. All you have to do is put the wood in. If you have high cholesterol, I would say definitely keep an eye on it. You want to know where you're at, but don't just sit there and think, okay, I need to go on a medication to lower this right away because I'm going to, you know, because that's kind of how we think about it. And so I think absolutely be conscious of what these numbers are saying, but look at the research. And more importantly, even if you don't look at the research, eat real food. Even if it's not keto, even if it's not carnivore, I definitely lean that way, but eat real food. And I think a lot of your problems are going to go away if you eat a real proper human diet, which consists of lots of animal products, lots of saturated fat, and very low, preferably no ultra processed refined carbohydrates. Because yeah, if you're worried about cholesterol, go and eat a bag of Takis. They have zero cholesterol in it. Doritos, all of these garbage foods have absolutely no cholesterol in it. So go eat those. Nobody's going to do that because you know that affects your gut lining. It can give you leaky gut. It can give you all these other things. And it has food dyes and all these things that we know are horrible without question. So I don't understand why we're so focused on LDL when I think there's a lot of other moving parts that are just going under the radar and killing people point blank.
I'd encourage people, if you are nervous, do some more testing. You can get the advanced lipid panel that'll show you your particle size. And you can do what I recently did. You can go get a CAC scan. It cost me $50 out of pocket, no insurance. I went into this place down the road. It took me 5 minutes. After I went and filled out the paperwork, I was literally in and out of there in 5 minutes. And I had my CAC scan, which came back as a big fat zero. I was taking statins for 10 years in my 30s. I wish I would have just gotten more testing done. A $50 5-minute test could have prevented me from 10 years of statins, which gave me all sorts of horrible side effects. Do the additional testing. Tell when your doctor says, we got to put you on a statin. Say, why don't we do an advanced panel to look at the particle size? Why don't we do a CAC score? Why don't we dig in a little bit deeper?
Ask me what I'm eating, even. Just a thought.
All right. So those are some good topics on cholesterol.